My name is Byron Donald Vincent Murray, and I am a fan, I guess, of the Arboretum. I hang out here, I walk through it all the time, I visit a lot, I run through here. I'm working on some projects here with different folks.
Yeah.
So right now, I guess I see some Queen Anne's lace on the side of the trail here, and then some, looks like walnut and grape, and some taller shrubs. That's seen better days. And we're on a road facing sort of northwest. One day I was walking through here with my partner and we were just talking along the way, and I think she may have noticed first the robins were alarming, and I looked over and there was a deer. It looked like a large doe, sort of, if we were facing directly northwest down the trail, it would be sort of like 2 o'clock on the trail to our right. And this doe looked at us and then looked back in front of her, which was also sort of toward the northwest, but she was a ways away that she was looking down into the grass. I've seen deer, which would be just as you cross College and step into the open grass area. As we stood here and we watched the deer sort of kept walking just quickly that a coyote was leaving our trail. I see them as commonly as the deer. I think the deer perhaps feel a bit more comfortable with us than the coyotes do. This is my route home if I'm on campus. I like it a lot. Throughout the pandemic, I've been running here on and off, and it's just one of my favorite parts, the Arboretum. And there's lots of wildlife, like just to our right there. In the winter, you can often track the porcupines as they make their way from the west. And I've just sat with the porcupine. Possibly my initial connection to the Arboretum was coming here to just learn about trees and green space for wildlife and humans. It's a necessary part of life. Those relationships in the space makes it possible and allows it to keep going when all sorts of development is happening all around. So I would say the most important, wildlife and us, because it's this relationship building that humans are making space for and holding down the space and protecting the space as a gift or as a way of just being in good relationship, you know, with all the neighbors, all the relations in this area.